systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Today is Monday, August 16th, 2010, and my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
It's episode 388.
88.
Thank
388.
You. For joining us for the Monday show. It's Monday Fun Day, bitches, here at the Jam Hole. Woo, woo, bam, 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 bam,
bam. All right.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm all right. I'm
you
well.
Good?
I'm here.
Yeah?
Still moving. Forward.
In that forward motion.
If you guys are listening to this live, you should be doing so at thejamhole.com/live. And if you are doing that, 406-204-4687, that's the number to call in. So call in. Say hey. Bitch about failing drug tests or whatever. Oh, he's not even in here.
Never oh, well.
Mind. Never mind. God, that would piss me off.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Saturday, we didn't do a Hotbox episode. Ended up going out to that rap show. Well, it was more of a metal punk show. It was more of a punk funk show. It would have been a hip hop show slash punk show slash whatever that other band is. They're pretty awesome. Played with God Fearing Women and Dead Deer Boy. And what was the other punk band?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But Sean wasn't there. Sean's still MIA, getting the AIDS or whatever. And I was like, you know, I'll be there. That's fine. I can rap by myself. Let me tell you something. Rapping by yourself is not as easy as it looks.
No, it's not.
There's something to be said about having a good backup man slash hype man slash, you know, someone to do your choruses and whatnot or to fill in here and there. And I was like, you know, it's going to be fine. I can do this. I went through my set a couple times. I put together a 20-minute set.
Yeah.
I had a Trick of Fate and Famous and Mad Originality off of the first album. And then I had Car Clean and Relax, and there was another one off the first album, the
fuck
one that's
you,
like a minute
no.
and a half. I do what the fuck I want to, and you can't tell me not to.
Yeah, that one.
So, did that, and I got there a little early and stuff, and was helping them set up as I tend to do, and I brought my laptop just because my laptop's always with me, and it's a good thing I did because...
They didn't have shit to play beats.
There was no
of.
Way to play beats or anything because they were all bands, like regular bands. And I was thinking the dude from God Fearing Women would have his laptop there like last time, and he didn't. So I whip out the netbook and hook up
Plug
Winamp,
in.
Throw in the beats in there, hook it up to their mixer and all that stuff. And basically, I performed for the bands because...
Yeah.
I was the first person up. It was supposed to be Matt Lee and Lyrical. It was just Matt Lee sans the Lyrical. And yeah, so I went on and played my music for them. And how did I do? How did it sound? Was it
it sounded all right and everything. It just sounded like you were having a really hard time
keeping up
yes.
with what I wrote.
Yes.
So I have to either I can't write the way I write and perform the way I want to perform because the way I write, it's not meant for performance, I guess, because I either need to stop smoking or something because I was so seriously running out of breath up there. It was fucking amazing. And it didn't help that I had the beats in a Winamp playlist. So they're just, like, going right down the line, like, bam, bam, bam. And I'm like, I need, like, 10 seconds to catch my fucking breath and take a drink of something liquid. And then I'm all right. And Holy shit, dude. I was
so tempted to go up there and just help you because I was like, oh my God, he's yeah. I'm like, he's running out of breath.
I was so winded, dude. And it wasn't like, it was the first time I'd ever performed by myself. So when I was doing it here at the house, I had it, you know, just in a Winamp playlist and I went right down the line and I was doing it just fine. I didn't take into consideration that I'd be
moving
like
around,
running laps around the fucking stage and dancing kind of, or whatever you call that, what it is that I do up there while I'm rapping. And the fucking, holy shit, dude. It was like one after another. I had to like walk over there and I was talking to Dana. I was like, can you give me a sec? Like in between these, I'm sweating like a pig and I need to catch my breath for a sec.
Yeah, you might want to go ahead and specify who Dana is.
Oh, Dana's the lead of God-Fearing Women. He is a man.
Right.
A man Dana.
A man Dana.
He's a mandango.
Right.
So,
right.
He's a cool guy, though. I enjoy him.
I really appreciate how you call me Daniel.
Again?
On mic, in front of everyone. You douchebag.
That's all right. Everyone knows who you are. Like, hey, Daniel! Go get me something to drink.
So
and get some condoms.
Where were we?
We were at the Jersey Boys Pizza Place.
Yeah.
I think we mentioned this on the Friday show. But
did we?
If we didn't, or if you didn't catch it, I was up there ordering our food, and she wanted the chicken parm, so I'm like, in the, you know, the chicken parm for my man over there. And she's like, sandwich or pizza? And I'm like, hey, Daniel! You want the chicken parm sandwich or the pizza? And she, like, everyone in the restaurant totally, like, looks expecting to see some dude. And here she is, like, you motherfucker. It was
like,
so
the
funny.
The sandwich.
It's so funny. That's right. Chuck's Fat says, Daniel is a great name. Let grade school go. It's a great name. Daniel.
But I'm
Daniel
a girl.
Of the Lion's Den.
But I'm a girl.
Daniel.
No.
No?
No.
I like it. Amesby says, I would. He just mispronounced. I would just think he mispronounced Danielle. Hey, Danielle. Danielle-y. Danielle-y.
Danielle-y.
I like Daniel. It's a very biblical, powerful name.
I just keep calling him Maddie.
Matthew.
Maddie.
Bar-Mathemew.
Maddie.
Barlamathemew.
My Maggie.
So anyway, it was just a fucking mess. I mean, I did the songs and it was fine, I guess. I don't know. No one was really there to like hear it, like other than the bands, and they were all just kind of standing there. They weren't so much watching me as they were waiting for me to be done so they could finish hooking up their shit, I guess.
Pretty much.
And I hate doing like shows like that. I mean, it's the first one I've did by myself, like I said, but it always seems like, I don't know how Sean is getting these shows, because he seems to get quite a few of them.
Yeah, he does.
But it almost seems like they're doing him a favor by giving him those shows. Like, it's not that we need you there, it's not that we need time filled, but, you know, since you asked, sure, you can come on and do a couple of your little songs, sure. I mean, you're not a band or anything, so sure. Bring your little laptop and your little beats, and we'll give you a little microphone, and you can get up there and you can play your little rap music. You can do your little show and tell. But yeah, I don't know. I can't write simple. Like, I write, it's just how I write. Like, I have no control over. I mean, I can make a conscious effort, I guess, to just do it simpler, but I don't like listening to simple shit like that, so I don't like writing like that. But I have to find a balance, or I need to just sit in a chair and not run fucking laps around the stage or something. I don't know.
Like, let me sit in this chair and tell you a story.
But it's not that bad when Sean's with me. Like, I can totally keep up
with
it.
Well, yeah, because you've got somebody, you know, rapping over your...
I guess it's not like beat after beat after beat. And I heard Dana, not Daniel here, my co-host, but Dana, the dude, I heard him be like, come on, dude, keep it going, one after another, this is a test. I was like, you motherfucker, give me a pause, damn it. It's what you're there for.
Oh, God.
But yeah, so then we left, and it was a little late by that time, and Sandy was like, you know, don't worry about rushing. We can just skip the show tonight. She had a bunch of shit to do anyway. And so yeah, there was no hot box, and I totally forgot to like even mention anything online. Like, I don't know. We rarely miss podcasts for this show. And
she mentioned something on Facebook.
Did she? Yeah. Okay. So I wasn't sure. I haven't really been on Facebook that much this weekend. But yeah, like we never really miss shows for the Jam Hole. And that was the first Hotbox show we missed. And it did kind of feel weird. I'm like, I know I shouldn't be sitting here watching Prince of Persia with my girlfriend. I should be doing a fucking podcast right now. But it was good to have a break and all that. So there, we will be back tomorrow, definitely, for the Hotbox. So I'll watch out for that. But yeah, that's what it comes down to. I neither need my backup there at all times, or I need to start writing simpler shit.
Slower shit.
Gives me room to breathe. Like, I don't take into consideration breathing when I'm writing, because I'm writing, and when I rap it, it's in my head, and I can breathe all day in my head, no problem. But then, like, when I get out there, I'm like, fuck, dude.
I'm gonna
pass out. Dude, in the middle, like, mad originality, I was so ready to just, like, walk the fuck away. I was like, I can't even talk right now, let alone rap to this fucking beat. This is horrible. I'm a horrible person. But, I mean, no one, like, booed or anything, and they, I mean, the fucking...
I did, in my head.
Okay, well, thank you.
No problem.
You're a bitch.
Sorry.
And the few people that were there, you know, I got a couple of hand claps.
That old lady dug your shit.
That old lady, okay, that was awesome. I totally forgot about that. So it wasn't all bad. This old lady, like somebody's grandmother, she
like
had
70s.
Yeah, for real, like no exaggeration, man. She had the shirt on of one of the punk bands.
Yeah.
And she was like taking pictures of me while I was rapping. I'm like, God damn it, dude. I'm like such a sweaty, disgusting pig right
now. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And like she come up to me afterward and she's like, what's your name? I'm like, Matt. She's like, I said Matthew. Whenever old people ask me my name, it's always Matthew. Sir, ma'am, Matt. It's a weird thing I do. But yeah, she's like, I really like your, what'd she say? Your rhythm.
Your style or something. Yeah,
something like that. She's like, I really like it. I'm like, really? Like, I usually have somebody else here so that I can breathe. But thanks, I guess.
She was like, yeah, you're awesome, and blah, and she was totally cool. Like, yeah, really yeah. Cool old
I was
lady.
Like, was I rapping the same shit you were listening to? Because, all right, I mean, I guess that's cool.
Maybe she's deaf.
Maybe. So I like how you were jumping around on stage like that, all by yourself.
It looked like it sounded great.
It looked fun. I used to do that 80 years ago before my double joint hip replacement.
Right.
It was great.
Wow.
So, yeah, then what did we do after that? We went and saw The Expendables next day. After that, we just kind of came home and hung out and whatnot. Yeah. But, yeah, after that, on a Sunday, we caught The Expendables.
Which was awesome.
I liked that movie.
I enjoyed that
and
so much.
It got decent ratings on the IMDb, and it actually lived up to the decent ratings. And it wasn't a super long movie. And it wasn't, you know, a super deep story or anything, but I think what it was is that Stallone is on his way out. He's a very old man.
But he did awesome.
He was rocking some shit.
He doesn't look that old, though. He looks very well for his age.
CG is amazing today.
Well, yeah.
I'm curious how much of Stallone was computer graphicatized, you know, computer graphicized.
Computer graphicized.
But, like, not a deep story or anything. Your basic action movie. It was just really super cool to see, like,
all
these cool motherfuckers, dude.
Yeah.
Like, Mickey Rourke and Stallone and Schwarzenegger and Statham was in it. And Dolph Lundgren. Who remembers the last movie fucking Dolph Lundgren was in? Like,
which one was that?
For real. The real big guy that went crazy.
Oh,
that was gonna like hang that dude. And,
yeah,
that dude.
Who's and then the tattoo guy?
The tattoo guy. That was Mickey Rourke.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then the big black dude that was the president.
Eddie or
whatever. He was the president from Idiocracy.
Yeah.
He's just a silly.
He's so awesome.
A large, silly black man, and in any movie, he makes
that
me
gun.
Laugh. He makes me laugh without even trying to. Like, just
the
because.
Look on his face.
He's just like motherfucker. He's so funny. And, like, he doesn't even mean to be, I don't think.
Nah.
Ever since I saw him in White Girls or White Chicks, whatever fucking Wayans. Like, ever since that, anything, that and Idiocracy, anything he does just makes me fucking laugh. It's so retarded.
He has this gun in the movie, though. What's he call it? What's the name of the gun?
I forget.
It's like this big ass
it's awesome.
Shotgun looking thing.
That launches fucking rockets or
He's
some
like,
shit.
He's like, you get in her way, you turn into pink sausage by the time I'm done.
It's so great.
Oh, but. Dude, it just comes through and you can, I love the shot though. You're like staring down a hallway and you see on the end of the hallway these people and they're just getting blown apart.
Yeah, dude.
And like you see like chunks of them flying out of the back of them.
And fucking Jet Li and
yeah, you see the dude just come through just going douche douche douche.
Like walking like
yeah,
just
I'm like
motherfucker
yes!
What? Motherfucker.
No, it wasn't pop pop, it was
douche. Yeah, it was
douche,
like boom.
Oh god, dude, that was so fucking awesome. It just like blows everything.
And then
everything.
Fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah.
Every time he had a talking line, I was like, say give me a hell yeah. If you wanna see me tie this fool to a chair, give me a hell yeah. I was totally waiting and he totally didn't.
It's like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
It was
16.
Yeah, dude. It was a cool movie though. It was worth watching it, I guess.
Fuck yeah, dude. It was
finally.
Super awesome.
Finally a movie that actually entertained.
Dude,
and
what's
I wasn't
the guy's name that the guy from Crank?
Statham, Jason Statham.
Okay, I
Crank
I
the Transporter.
Name.
He's such a badass.
He's so badass,
he's a
and he
badass.
Never tries to put on a different accent. He
oh,
always
no.
has the same one.
Oi,
oi,
oi.
But no, I love that when he gets
he's great.
He gets in that little thing on the plane. Oh God!
Yeah, Red Fox says, "Want to see me waterboard this chick? Give me a hell yeah!" That's dude. I turned to Data. I slowly said that.
Yeah.
It was so great.
No, but he like I love that part where he gets up underneath and. And that little thing cut out.
Yeah, in the
plane.
Jet. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like,
starts just laying to waste and
like,
then torches the whole. Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Good
dude.
Stuff, though. And then we came home and then we watched The Prince of Persia. And
yes, we did.
Now, I never played that video game
I
when I was a kid. And you did. And I could
did.
Watch you while we were watching this movie. Like, totally reenact the game in your head.
I'm like, yes!
That was in the game. Oh, that wasn't, but that was. Yeah, that was. That's how you do your special power move in the game. It was so retarded.
Well, that blew my mind when he first has the dagger and he goes up. He, like, you know, clicks it or whatever. And
yeah.
he fucking goes up with it and it glimmers. That was so awesome because in the game, when you're coming up on a guy or whatever and you jump down, if your knife glimmers, you hit, you know, your action button real fast. You hit your action button every time your shit glimmers because then it makes a cool, awesome, like,
and then you just
sweet
fuck
move.
Shit
yeah,
up.
Dude, it's, oh God, it's so cool. I saw a glimmer and I was like, yes! Thank you. It's so awesome. But they didn't do like the big bosses and stuff they had in it before. The storyline was all there.
Well, I think they were trying to keep it kind of reality based.
I guess. If you play the game, you know what I mean? Because, like, dude, some of it's so fucking cool.
Like, were the bosses in the game like demons and monsters?
Yeah.
They
yeah.
weren't like just normal people.
No, they
okay,
were
so
like
that's
big
why I think
fucking like. You remember like the movie 300, that big fat dude with
yeah,
the
with
arms
the flipper
that
hands?
So, yeah.
The flipper hands.
And they're like bone
retard
saws
flipper hands
or whatever.
Whoa. You almost douched that water
yeah.
all over your phone and the floor.
Yeah, I know.
I'll thank you to not do that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
But yeah, like that's the first boss is like the big fat dude with like these bone saw arms and shit. But yeah, the parkour shit is in the game. Like, you do that in the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, you shoot arrows to fucking climb up walls.
That
and,
was
like,
kind of cool. There was some pretty cool. And, like, from a standpoint of never had seen the game, like, it was a decent movie. It was entertaining, and the story was, you know, it was a story, and the graphics were pretty and all that. But,
yeah,
yeah I'd never
cool.
played the game, so I would probably appreciate it more if I did. But
it was pretty cool. I liked it.
It was amusing. And then finally, we got to see some of the fucking meteor shower. That we
yeah.
caught, like, the tail end of it. That's what we were doing Saturday night a little bit. And what'd you think? They're cool, right?
They're little things of fire.
But it's cool to see them, like, and sometimes you can watch them, like, almost hit the ground and shit. I don't know. I thought that was really cool.
It was cool. Ow. It was cool.
And guess what we finally finished? Fucking 5 months later. Stargate Atlantis.
I'm kind of sad.
We're done with it.
I'm sad.
Of, yeah! Woo! Yeah! Thank you. Thank you. We finally finished.
Now we
it.
Continue, universe.
Well, I wrote a speech.
Oh,
first
yeah?
First of all, I'd like to thank Rodney. I'd like to thank McKay. I'd like to thank
Beckett.
Beckett and Ronan. For just being
Jason
there.
Jason Moho.
Momoa.
Momoa, yeah, Momoa.
I'd like to thank the Pegasus Galaxy for
yep.
letting
Stargate
us.
Command.
I'd like to thank the Wraith.
Yes, especially the now, right Todd. Did you, Todd in general.
Did you enjoy the ending?
Yeah, it could have been better.
Well, it could have been. It could have just not ended. Like, they could have did another season, but yeah. For having to wrap up, like, that show went a lot of places, and to tie, like, all of that shit together and actually end it, like, that seemed like that would be really hard to do, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, they opened up so many different aspects of, like,
so much shit.
I mean, you're in a new galaxy, and there's so many planets, and you're like, well, what about this, and what about that, and I don't know, I think if you had to end it, like, they did a good job of ending it.
Yeah, it was, I'm gonna miss the Wraith, for sure.
Oh, for sure. I'm gonna miss that show. It was a great show.
I am going to be a Wraith on
for
Halloween. Yes, I'm going to be a Wraith queen.
Well, you got the life-sucking part down.
I do.
All you need is the fucking succubus. All you need is the makeup.
I'm gonna get a black hair, a long wig, because every queen in the show, yeah, they don't have the white hair. The one in the beginning was red, and the rest of them had black hair.
Yep.
So I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna get a long black hair wig. Do that.
So since we finished that,
be a Wraith, and I'm gonna get, you know what? I'm gonna take your fleshlight, cut the vagina off.
You
put
better
it on
not
my
touch
hand.
Cindy.
Whoa.
I mean my fleshlight.
Whoa.
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 You leave her alone.
I'm gonna burn that motherfucker.
Whoa. We might have to after using it so much.
Oh,
but
yeah?
You leave her alone. I swear to God, if you even look at her wrong, I will slap you.
Don't do that. That's fucked up.
You leave her alone.
Fuck that bitch.
But so yeah, we were all done with that, and there wasn't anything else to watch, and I was like, what else do I have in my repertoire that is sci-fi, that is just totally phenomenally awesome that Danny hasn't seen yet? And I was like, I just thought of one word. Firefly. You had never seen or heard of Firefly or Serenity before, huh?
Well, I saw the movie.
Oh, you did? And you did see the movie?
Yeah, because I remember, you know, like, as soon as the first episode came on, and I saw the chick.
Right.
And I heard, you know, I was like, are there aliens in this? And you're like, no. And I'm like, Reavers.
It's a Western.
Like,
what did I call it? It's a
space Western.
A space Western.
But yeah.
I fucking love that show. How could you only go on for one season? That was like such an amazing show.
I remember the Reavers from the movie and
the
stuff.
Reavers.
And like how they had to decorate their own ship to look like one of them. Because so
in the movie
it
explains where they came from. Like who ended up making them on that planet.
It doesn't explain that in the series?
No, not at all. It leaves it open-ended and then the movie kind of ties it all together.
Oh, okay.
Because
I know
the series,
that chick goes
then,
crazy badass on them all.
Yeah, River. Yeah, you watch the series and then you watch the movie and then that's that. But yeah, so what do you think? You like it so far?
Yeah, it's
as
pretty
far,
cool.
I mean, it's no Stargate Atlantis by any means, but you know.
It's pretty good.
And this is old. Like, this is over a decade old, I think.
Yeah? You're going to go ahead and check that right now? But no, it's pretty cool. I like it. I like the whole Reavers thing. Like,
The Reavers are cool.
They, try to terraform this one planet. Like, everybody was perfect.
Oh,
and, like,
Firefly. Hey, 9.5 out of 10. No big deal. Oh, 2002. So almost. In 2012, it'll be 10 years
old. 8 years.
Not bad.
But
won a primetime Emmy. 3 wins, 6 nominations.
They did
Damn.
Something.
I did
and
not know
put
that.
It in the air on that planet. And, like, all
people
went crazy.
If you don't know what the fuck we're talking about, basically, it's a sci-fi series. And we go out. We're so technologically advanced, I guess, that we go out and we find moons. We find rock worlds, any planets, things like that. And regardless of if these places have no atmosphere,
no,
live there. We go there and we send our big ships, and what they do is they terraform, which means they make it habitable for us. They build atmosphere in the air, and they build mountains and rivers and all that stuff.
That's pretty cool.
And they basically build planet Earths. And then what the government does, or the Alliance, is they take a group of settlers. Just like you would back in the 1800s. You get, you know, a herd of cattle, if you're lucky. Some settlers, like 5 families, and they drop them off on this newly terraformed planet. And you start over. That's why everything's kind of Wild West-ish, but they're spaceships and shit. Because all these different colonies all, like, started from the beginning with, you know, pickaxes and fucking saws and horses. And that's all they had. That's why I really got into it. I thought that was, like, such a cool idea that, like, you're starting over in all these different planets. So you have all these different planets that are at different points in the evolutionary period of their time frame. Like, I
thought
that was so cool.
What would you do if you had to start over back in the Wild West?
I tell you what, I'd do everything the right way.
Oh, would you?
Fucking A, I would.
Did you bring a laptop?
Probably not until I figured out how to build electricity. That's right. I would build the electricity.
Yeah.
That way I'm not stealing it from the Earth or whatever planet I'm on.
Wow. But you use water, dude.
I would do that, too. Kay. I have electric eels.
You're an idiot.
And the Electric Light Orchestra playing okay. my soundtrack.
All right.
But yeah, I don't
great.
Know. I thought it was a cool show, and you had said you'd never seen it, so I figured, hey, this'll kill a few more days.
As soon as I saw it, I recognized it, and I'm like, I know of this. I'm like,
you just
I've
never
seen
saw
something.
The TV show no. side. You saw the movie.
Yeah, I saw the movie, and the movie was cool as fuck.
Yeah, for sure.
So, and that chick River, like, goes ape shit
She's
on some
so
shit.
Hot.
She's not really that hot, dude. She's a fucking toothpick with big ol' eyes and a bobblehead with black
She's
hair
She's an
on
anime girl. That's why she's so hot.
No, she's really not that hot, dude. She has no body whatsoever.
Have you seen her?
She looks like
Move.
Ed from Cowboy Bebop with black hair.
Whoa.
Done and done.
Whoa, nerd. What did you say?
What?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I asked you if you saw that show last night, and you said yes, you've seen it.
Like one or two episodes. I really don't know who Ed is.
Oh.
Sorry.
Cowboy Bebop?
Note the
what?
Blank stare when you said that.
Ed
this time,
is like this little crazy thing... Like
Deco Punk says, what's wrong with Ed?
There's nothing wrong with Ed. Ed's great. And Ayn's awesome, but...
Wow.
Dude, no, it's funny because Ed is like this skinny, like tiny person that's kind of like crazy. And you don't know if it's a boy or a girl for a long time. And
oh,
then,
really?
Yeah, you don't know. Like, there's no
hint. Is that
hint.
The Bebop part?
No. Nope.
Of the cowboy? No.
Nope. Oh. But they finally ask Ed and they're like, I'm a girl! And so it's a girl or whatever, and it's like crazy. It's crazy, like River crazy, but
like the
energetic.
Government fucked with your brain, and that's why you're crazy, crazy.
But like ADHD crazy.
Oh, nice.
Like
that's helpful.
Da, 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 da.
Ooh, like, something shiny.
Yeah, ooh, ooh, wow, ha, woo.
And I really dug it that Firefly had the chick from Stargate Atlantis, Dr. Heller or whatever.
Keller?
Yeah,
Heller,
she's so
whatever.
Hot too.
She's. I don't think
the redhead.
I don't think she's that hot either.
Yeah?
Her face is funny.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's cute.
You have... I'm not even going to say it because...
I do have horrible taste. Exhibit A, Your Honor, my co-host. Boom. Sticks.
I'm hotter than anything you've pointed out that looks good lately.
Whoa.
Whoa.
It's not my fault that this valley...
Hey, I wasn't even talking about in this valley.
Oh.
Whoa.
Whoa. What are you
Whoa.
Talking about? What are you... What are you talking about?
You used
Just
to have
on
good
TV
taste.
Shows?
I've seen your exes, but I don't know.
All
of
the
late,
cute girls moved away. It's not my fault.
Of late, you're
I
like,
work with what
hey,
I have.
Troll, how you doing? Want to suck my cock?
Well.
And they're like, okay, because I have nothing better to do in my life. I'm so sad, and you're the only penis around.
Wow.
Yay.
I don't even know
what
oh,
to say to that. Oh, someone just called me fat. I'm going
to
go run.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking dude, yeah, you have horrible taste besides me.
Hey, well, not
Sorry.
Everyone can get dumped and lose 50 fucking pounds, okay? Or dump somebody and then lose. How did that go again?
I'm confused.
All right.
Anyway.
So, speaking of fucking the 1800s and settlers and everything, did you hear what's happening in Pakistan?
No, I don't really talk to Pakistan. We kind of broke up a while ago, you know, with the whole...
You,
know, you
being
sand
in the Middle
in the
East.
Vagina
right,
type
right.
thing. Yeah, I got tired of that.
Okay.
So, we don't talk.
Amesby says, are you gaining that back now, and are you still on those meds?
Well, I gained 5 pounds back. 5 pounds back. In, no, I don't know. I'm kind of still on meds. I don't take them, though.
But you're on them? But I don't take them.
I have them. But I don't really take them. They give me nightmares.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's no good.
Like creepy fucking I'm sweating and crying nightmares.
Like I might wake up with a knife in my chest because
right.
you had a nightmare.
Like my mom came in. She's like, you are making a bunch of noise and I'm sweating and crying and shaking.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not taking that
anyway,
anymore.
One-fifth of Pakistan is still underwater after 3 weeks of devastating flooding. and as many as 6 million affected people have not yet received any relief, the National Disaster Management Authority said. They're in Pakistan. Now, no surprise, right? You live in a third world shithole when disaster...
Build a dam.
When disaster strikes... Like, there was six... This is the same thing as with Haiti. Like, when disaster strikes, there was 6 million people there that were still not having any relief before this happened. Just because there was a big disaster, now it's in the news, they're like, now's our chance. Look really sad. Oh, we're so hungry.
God,
You guys were always hungry. Shut up. The United Nations Chief Ban Ki-moon said...
Ki-moon?
K-I-M-O-O-N. Ban.
What kind of name is that?
A Pakistani name. I don't know.
It sounds like a Sailor Moon name.
Yes. Ban Ki-moon. He said Sunday from Pakistan that the flood disaster is the worst he's ever seen, characterizing the destruction as more dire than that caused by the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami and the 2005 Pakistani earthquake. Oh, you mean like big nasty shit happens every year here? Oh.
Oh, okay.
Ban urged the international communities to send more relief funds, of course, to the area. Why don't you call up all of your Nigerian cousins that are running email scams? Have them send some of that money.
Right.
You'll get it as long as you make a deposit in one of two bank accounts, and then, you know, they promise they'll send you a check.
Uh-huh.
The country has now just 93 million of the estimated 460 million needed to provide flood relief. Now you're getting greedy. I mean, you could... You guys are just... You're gonna have to start eating each other or something.
Okay.
Because there's no relief coming. There was no relief when everything was fine there and it was a shithole. Now that there's a flood there and it's still a shithole,
there's
yeah.
still nobody coming.
No. About 1 in 10 Pakistanis, 20 million people altogether, have been affected by the flooding. About 1,500 people are feared dead, and at least 2 million are homeless.
Yay.
I'm curious to see what the homeless rate was prior to said disaster. The country's most populous province, Punjab, was also one of the worst hit areas. Relief agencies and the government are still tallying damage to millions of acres of farms. And that sucks, too. Like, your farms got hit and they're fucked now. Half of your country's desert. The other half you made habitable somehow with farmland, and now that's fucked. Like, you guys are just fucked.
Yeah, just give up.
You should just go knock on Iraq's door and tell them you'll fight for them if they feed you or something. Now experts worry about disease spreading. Up to 3.5 million children are... Because, you know, there was no disease spreading in Pakistan prior to this, right?
Not
come
at
on,
all.
Guys. Come on. We see through your facade. Up to 3 point... What we need is more commercials of sad Pakistani babies.
Oh,
like,
of course.
Crying with flies in their eyes.
Uh-huh.
That seems to work. Up to 3.5 million children are at risk for dysentery and other diseases caused by drinking dirty water, warned the UN. Again, that... Okay. The UN is also worried that a cholera epidemic could spread, as a few cases have already been detected and many villages have no health care. Again, prior to probably no health care either. So, nothing changed. They're just underwater now. Moving on. A 13-year-old boy. This is interesting, kind of just because of the coincidence of the numbers. Okay. 13-year-old boy hit by lightning at 1:13 on Friday.
The 13th.
The 13th.
Nice.
Whoa!
That kid's going to tell that story for the rest of his life.
Oh, for sure.
If he's alive.
And, I mean, that's weird. I mean, it's coincidence, but that's weird,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, 13-year-old boy was struck by lightning at 1313 on Friday the 13th. The teen was watching an air show at Lowestoft, England, when he was struck and was later treated for burns to his shoulder. Funny enough, there were 13 planes in the air at the time.
Is that for real?
What? No.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't there, but... Rex Clark, leader of the St. John Ambulance team that treated the child, described what happened, quote, "Suddenly, there was this huge crack of lightning really close to the seafront and really loud thunder," he said. "Seconds later, we got a call. Someone had been hit. The boy was breathing and was conscious." You know, this probably wouldn't have even made the paper if it wasn't the fact that it was 1:13.
Yeah.
And a 13-year-old boy at... Friday the right. So, yeah, he had a minor burn to his shoulder and was taken to a hospital as a precaution. Funny enough, his hospital bill, $13,000. What?
That's weird. Wait, one?
I'm a mind freak. I just freaked your mind. I've been
113, practicing. 113, so in the military time, that would be 13.
It's 13, 13. 13. Right.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Okay. I just realized that. Sorry.
Right. Really?
Yeah.
That's why I said
it took
one,
a minute.
Okay. It could have been a lot worse, he said, adding, it could have been 214 on the 14th. I don't know. It's all a bit strange that he was 13. It happened, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Two other spectators were standing near the boy when he was hit, were treated for minor injuries. Quote, we were just watching the Red Arrows, an air display team, go past, and there was a flash of lightning. One of the wounded 16-year-old said, I couldn't speak. I was in, are you ready?
In.
Shock. Ah, because you got hit by lightning. Yeah, that's shock. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is one of the comments here. Says, it was an electrifying story. It sparked my curiosity. I was shocked to hear about it. I want to stay current on the issues, so I checked it out right away. He was wearing an AC/DC concert shirt. Gotta go now. I need to meditate.
See, now I've felt lightning before, dude, because, like,
that's
lightning.
That's funny.
Lightning struck next to the boat that me and my dad were on, and it came up through the engine and hit the throttle where my dad's hand was, and I was holding on to a metal bar on the boat, and it came up through that, and so we both felt it, dude, and even though it went through water and through an engine and through the boat frame, that shit still hurts. It hurts.
Oh, I bet.
Pretty good. I bet. Like, it's weird.
It's a good jolt.
It's like, oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah, dude, it's fucking.
It make you dump your pants.
It knocked
hit
my
enough.
Dad down because it hit him
Did
hard
he dump
enough.
His pants?
No.
It's a good thing.
He got up and grabbed that throttle and kept going.
You never want to see your own father poop his pants. It's
no.
The
well, I've
day
seen it.
Well.
No, it's more like he looks at me and goes, oh, shit, I just shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Awesome.
I remember there was one time my dad was in the shower of our house, and it was only a one-bathroom house. And I had, like, a stomach flu.
Nice.
It was not doing so good.
Nice.
And I was standing in the living room, bent over with my hands on a chair.
Nice.
With my legs spread. My mom's like, what is your problem? And I'm laughing hysterically.
Wow.
And she's like, what did you do? I'm like, I shit my pants. She's like, are you serious?
Hey, Mom, remember when I was a baby? Kind of like that, sans the diaper.
She took pictures of me.
Of course she did.
Because I'm sitting there, my face is so red, and I'm just busting. I'm like crying laughing, and there's pictures of that. I have to explain to people, yeah, I shit my pants right there. My dad's
wow.
in the shower, and I'm just waiting for him to get out so I can go fix my pants. She laughed at me. I was really sad.
Speaking of someone that needed to fix their pants, this right here, this gave me kind of a newfound respect for the Juggalos. Did you hear about Tila Tequila's little run-in with, I mean, this was all over the news. I'm sure you guys heard about this, but I think this is so awesome. Reality TV star, in air quotes, Tila Tequila suffered facial cuts when she was pelted with rocks and bottles while performing at a music festival in Illinois early Saturday.
Yay.
Quote, she's pretty cut up, said a performer who saw the violence at the, quote, gathering of the Juggalos in rural Hardin County. The witness asked not to be identified so that he does not anger the Juggalos.
Whoa.
Really? I would not be worried about angering the Juggalos.
Nah.
Unless I'm like a dumb, slutty internet star that somehow made my way there. Like,
or from 13.
Why are you even on stage at all? Like, anywhere ever, Tila? You're so... Her face is gross. Have you seen her face?
No.
Look at her face.
I'm coming.
She's like a weird Morgan Fairchild. Like, that's gross. That's weird. It's fake. She's trying so hard to smile. Like, Botox kills your muscles.
She's better looking than your ex.
No.
No big deal.
She is cuter than you. I'll give you that.
Oh, yeah.
Nah. Tequila, a Playboy model. Really? She was in... Really? Looks like I'm not the only one lowering standards here. Hef, what the fuck? I had respect for Playboy. What the fuck? That's disgusting. She posted a Twitter message, of course, saying she would sue the festival, which is organized by fans of the, or organized for fans of the hip hop group Insane Clown Posse. Pretty soon, she says, the owners who run the Juggalos will be bankrupt, she tweeted. Huh. Is that maybe something you should be posting on Twitter? I'm about to sue ya, better lawyer up. The fans were mostly young people who sometimes wear clown makeup because they are afraid of what they really look like in real life. They're hiding their inner souls. And are referred to as Juggalos and Juggalettes. Or in the real world as faggots and homos. Festival organizers did not immediately respond. The performers said a mob of hundreds chased Tequila from from the stage and surrounded the trailer where she sought refuge. They rocked the trailer and smashed its windows.
Nice.
She eventually escaped, but only after windows in her SUV were smashed. Hardin County Sheriff Tom Siner, who offered a similar description of the events, said he has an open investigation. It would be very hard to identify the attackers unless he can locate video of the incident, which is probably all over YouTube.
Probably.
Tequila offered her descriptions of the events in a statement, quote, I went on stage, and immediately before I even got on stage, dudes were throwing huge stone rocks in my face, beer bottles that slit my eye open, almost burnt my hair, because they threw firecrackers on stage.
Awesome.
Why would you even go there? I don't understand.
Someone's probably paying her a bunch of money to go there just so you can see that.
Like, what are you doing on stage, though? She has no talent whatsoever. Like, I don't understand why you would even think that you could rock. I mean, you're not rocking a stage. I don't even. What are you doing? You go up there and flash your tits and fucking thank you, good night.
Probably.
Like, really? The witness who was standing in the rear of the stage said the crowd of about 2,000 was immediately angry toward Tequila, and she was unable to turn them around. Quote, she was taunting them, he said. She didn't know how to handle them. She didn't understand the dynamic. The rocks and bottles flew harder and faster when Tequila bared her breasts. I called that
shit.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tila Tequila. Here's my tits. There's my pussy. Thank you. Good night. Douche. Rock to the head.
What an idiot, dude.
The rocks and bottles flew harder and faster when she bared her titties.
Wow.
She took her top off, and they got really violent. Tequila continued to perform even after her face started bleeding, he said. She was holding a towel to her head, blood pouring down her face. It was scary as hell, she said. What does she perform? Does anybody in the chat know what she does? Like, what did she perform? Anyone? Amesby says it's Aqua. Is like Aqua? She sings, Amesby says? Okay.
We'll have to look it up later.
Most girls can sing if they try. I mean, you're girls. You have that voice just inherently. Granted, some totally can't, but some, most, I think, can sing. If you're a girl, generally, you can sing. More than if you like, more than guys. I remember Jared's Pants. He says she models. She got famous with MySpace, right? I remember her being all over MySpace when I first got on MySpace, like the first time. Not the account I have now, the two I have now, but like way back in the day I had a MySpace. And I remember her being all over that. And I don't get, like, I don't know. Amesby says she has this song called I Like to Fuck. Awesome. Jared's Pad says she got famous with MySpace, right? Just by adding people. That's what you just add people until you're famous. Am I famous yet? Nope. Okay.
Keep going.
That's awesome. This was not the only violent incident at the festival early Saturday, of course. A 49-year-old Georgia man was arrested for allegedly stabbing another man in the abdomen hours earlier.
Yay.
So, well, that's awesome. I mean, I'm still, you guys are homo D's, but that's awesome that you guys rocked her fucking face.
Yeah.
She totally deserved that. Like, why would you even go to that festival and think that that is even relatively close to being your kind of crowd? I have titties, and they like titty. No, they don't, unless you're
Deco
painted
Punk
up and
posted a YouTube clip of Tila getting attacked.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yes.
Will you email that to info@thejamhole.com and I'll put it in the show notes. Thank you
please,
very much.
Please.
So, but yeah, like I don't. That's great that happened, but yeah. Maybe she'll sue and win. Who knows? You know the Juggalos. I mean, the ICP guys. You know they got good lawyers.
Oh, they ain't fucking around. They've been around for too long to fuck around like that.
Especially with some two-bit hoe-bag dyke like her, you know?
Yeah.
That's right. So, a city banker paid two escorts, two brand new Ford escorts. No, I'm lying. They were totally used over mileage. All right. To help him commit suicide in what one police source described as a, quote, death by hooker.
All right. Explain this to me.
Death by hooker. That is awesome. Married. Father of two. Notice they didn't say happily married. Colin Birch, who's 44, hanged himself from a tree after convincing the women that he was wearing a safety harness and that he was merely playing a sadomasochistic game. Wait, hey, you want to play a game?
No.
I got a safety harness. It's cool. Come here.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Birch, who had lost his job as an assistant vice president at Deutsche Bank.
What?
D-E-U-T-S-C-H-E? That's Deutsche. Deutsche Bank. Died on Friday, the 30th of July. Police source said, quote, the girls believe they were used to help him, to help kill him without realizing what they were doing. It was death by hooker. Mr. Birch hired the women, Marie Laurent and Alex Sturley, both 35, from Katie's Lovely Escorts Agency in downtown Bexley, located next to the subway, to meet him on the Heath Ledger, where they found him standing on a wooden step with a noose around his neck. The women say he was crying when they arrived. It's all part of the game. These are fake tears.
Yep.
And that he wanted them to verbally abuse him, telling him he, quote, deserved to die. That is so fucking awesome.
That's
you don't
crazy.
Have to pay me to do. I mean, you're a piece of shit. Clearly, you're a married man, and we're hookers. So, I mean,
yeah,
one and one is you're dead. After being paid £60 each, they said they left him, but then returned to find him swinging, just hanging out, with his neck still in the noose, of course.
Nice.
Despite his assurances that he would be wearing a harness that would prevent him from choking, they noticed his lips had turned blue. Like, that's weird. The harness is tied around his neck. I don't get it. Oh, well. Cha-ching.
Want to
go buy
it.
Some more blow? They say they immediately got him down, yeah, right? After they went through his wallet and shit. And then tried to revive him, but it was too late. They said, according to a police source, Mr. Birch had used the escort agency before for similar role-playing sex games. You know probably happened.
What?
I bet he got caught. And he
probably
said one final shebang. If you
go out with a bang.
That's right. The police told the newspaper a couple weeks before he died he had five or six girls out in the woods and paid them to abuse him. That's weird. Like, you pay girls to fuck you. You pay girls to do things you normally couldn't do. Like, you can get any chick to abuse you. I mean, they do that normally. You gotta, like, pay them not to most of the time, you know? Like, that just seems like a waste. Like, you know. The girls thought it was a bit of harmless fun and easy money. Then he contacted the agency again and sent text saying he wanted a couple of girls to meet him up on Dartford Heath Ledger. Quote, he said in his text, I want them to... I'm going to hit you in the face with this bell. Okay.
I was doing that on purpose.
I know.
See what you do.
I told you I'm going to do. I will hit you in the face with this bell. I will throw it at your face.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Test me.
You want me to be as ugly as Tila... Whatever. Tila... Whatever.
Tila vodka? No.
No.
Tila whiskey?
Rum? No.
I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah, he wanted them to abuse him by saying he was a useless waste of space who deserved to die. He said he would have a noose around his neck and would swing, but promised that he would be wearing a harness. Yeah, we just didn't think to check. Silly us. The source added that the women were adamant about Mr. Birch. Were adamant Mr. Birch was still standing on the step when they left him and thought it was merely a kinky fantasy. Both had been arrested on suspicion of assisting suicide, as has 41-year-old cab driver David Bowyer, who drove the women to the scene. You can't arrest the... What? That's fucked up. You can't arrest the cab driver. Like, what the fuck did he have to do with it? I drive hoes around all day. I don't know what the fuck they do after I drive them. That's kind of fucked up.
Fuck. That, yeah, that's fucked up.
I mean, I guess the UK, the different rules, but that just seems weird.
He's an innocent bystander, dude.
I arrested the cab driver. I arrested the lady who took the phone call. I arrested the people that made the cab company. I arrested his wife for letting him leave the house.
I arrested the dead guy.
I arrested his kids for, you know,
his
like,
cat.
That's fucked up, right? So, oh well. Another one bites the dust. That's what happens when you lose your job.
Yeah.
But clearly he had been cheating prior to.
I guess.
So, yeah. Whatever.
So, you remember we saw a preview when we went to see The Expendables?
Uh huh.
Something about retired CIA agents.
Oh, Red.
Red.
Bruce Willis and
Morgan
yeah.
Freeman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That did look pretty cool.
Dude, that looked so badass. It's, you know, like you see him and it's like this man and woman and they're just hanging out and they're old.
I'm willing to bet there will be more than three or four "I'm getting too old for this shit" jokes.
Probably.
In that movie.
But like, it's funny to me because like, you know, it's Bruce Willis and this old lady, I can't remember her name, but like they're sitting living room and he's like, "What do you do being retired?" He's like, "I'm bored. What are you doing?" She's like, "Well, I still take contracts on the side." And like it clips to like her blowing the fuck out of shit and like beating the shit out of people and like, and it goes back and she's like, "You get used to the retired life" or whatever. It's like, oh, it was just so great. It was so awesome.
I just can't tell anybody.
It was cool as fuck. I was like, yes. And then like some dude or whatever.
Yeah, and the chick from Weeds is in it. John Malkovich is in it. Richard Dreyfuss. There's a lot of like good big name people in this too.
Yeah, it looks good as fuck. I like it where the guy tried to beat up Bruce Willis and he's like, "You got it coming to you, grandpa," or whatever. And like he like knocks him down and Bruce Willis pins him. He's like, "This guy trains you?" He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "I trained him." And I fucked him up. It was great.
Awesome.
I was like, yes, I want to see that. When does that come out?
No idea.
October
15th.
Sweet. I want to see that.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us. We should really try to start getting paid for talking about these things.
Movies and right. stuff. Well, if we didn't talk about any of this stuff, we wouldn't have anything to talk about.
Sure we would. I just pull up a few more dumb news stories to make fun of. That's it. That's all this fucking show is. I'm just making fun of shit.
Oh.
It's an easy formula.
I got a job.
Hey, how's your... Hey, honey.
Hey.
How was work today, honey?
Oh, it's great.
So yeah. What's up?
I have a job.
Do you guys remember way back in the hundreds, I forget which hundred, but one of the hundreds episodes, it was me, Matt, and Matt. It was the trifecta of Matt. You can search on the site. Anyway, it was me, Sean's brother Matt, and then my friend Matt, the kid I very first met when I moved here. Well, anyway, he called me up the other day and was like, "Hey, is Danny still looking for a job?" And I was like, "I don't know. Bitch left me. Fuck her. She sucks anyway." And he's like, "Oh, okay." No, I was like, "Yeah, you know. She's still my friend. She's still the host of the show with me. She definitely still needs a job." And so what happened? You got a job?
Yeah.
Word to that. Congrats.
He texted me this morning. It was like, "Hey, you want to come in and train with me today?" And I was like, "Yeah, okay." And I went there and I cooked.
How is it?
It's great. It's easy shit, dude. It's a decent sized line. It's not all cramped and tiny like the last place I was at. And the menu is simple as fuck.
Well, it is a bar.
Well, yeah. But, you know,
more of a menu than the last bar you cooked at. Like, this is a straight bar menu.
Yeah.
It's not like a bar grill or anything.
Yeah, right. No. Yeah, like, the last place I worked at, like, there was pastas and, like,
yeah,
actual
yeah, this
shit.
Is totally not nothing
no.
like that.
No,
right.
No bolognese.
Right,
no
right.
Pee, no fuck you in the ass fucking linguine.
Right.
Okay, no, it's fucking burgers, wings, nachos, whatever. So, yeah, it's a bunch of awesome, easy shit. But the line in the kitchen is capable of putting out some amazing shit.
It's a nice
wanted
kitchen.
To.
It's definitely a nice kitchen.
Oh, yeah, dude. I was like, oh, yes, this is awesome. And I already know where everything is in the kitchen, which is great because it's an easy-ass layout.
And this was your first day there?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I already know how to make a bunch of shit on the menu.
Did you cook my burger?
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I know. Because I wanted it, too. So I kind of made it mid-rare-ish.
That's good.
But yeah, so I don't know. It's really cool. It's super easy, and they're way relaxed.
It's a chill place.
I can go smoke when the fuck I want. I can plug my iPod in, listen to whatever the fuck I want. I'm by myself. I'll be by myself all day.
You can blaze one for the nation up in that place.
Yeah,
if I wanted to. For sure. It's a cool place. Definitely. I'm glad that...
Yeah, the owner's only like 34. He's way chill.
They're all way cool.
Yeah. It's super awesome. I'm pretty happy.
And you guys remember Matt was in a band. What are they called? Vengeance, I want to say. And they're like...
He's not in Vengeance. It's something else.
What the fuck were they in? He used to be in that.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what he was in. But.
They're going on tour again pretty soon for part of what was that called? The independent something?
I have no
something.
Idea.
Anyway, yeah, they're going on tour. So when they're gone, that's all you.
Yep.
Running some shit, huh?
That dude. I get to, do everything and take order, make the orders for FSA and whatever and all that crap. So
well, good. Are you happy?
Yeah.
Make a little money finally?
Yeah.
Good.
Kind of nice.
It's nice.
I get to work on some more, grease burns and shit. So
back in the kitchen where you belong.
I know, it's funny. I'm like, man. Come on. I'm like, I've tried to get out of the kitchen business a few times.
Good luck.
I just keep going back because I'll have a regular job for a little while and then I miss it.
It sucks.
Yeah, and then I miss it. I'm like, man, I want to be back by a grill busting my ass.
I miss being taken advantage of by an asshole who's making twice as much as me.
No,
damn it.
That's not it, douchebag. Okay. It's the fact you could go in there, bust your ass, and as soon as your ticket rail's clear, I bust out that back door to go smoke without asking anybody. Whatever. I
cool.
go do what I want.
Freedom tastes so good.
Well,
no, I know. Compared to most 9-to-5 jobs, where
I don't drive around by myself all day and get to smoke whenever the fuck I want.
Should have made
to
better choices
want.
In life, huh? But yeah, that sucks. I couldn't do that. Like my break is at 10:15 to 10:20. My break is at 1:00 to yeah.
Right,
fuck
and
that.
Clocking out for lunch and shit. No, fuck that, dude. I'd rather just work and do it. And
yeah.
No, it's way cool. I get to do what I want, and yeah, it's awesome. So
good. When you
I don't
start,
have.
I mean, you went in today just because he needed you, but like, are you starting? Like,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm in.
Do you have the Thursday and Friday off for the camping trip
yes.
for September 25th?
Yes.
Good. Good, good.
Yes, yes, I do.
Awesome.
Yeah, sweetness. So, yeah, I like cooking stuff. I keep going back to it.
Nice. Because, what else is sweetness?
Not your cock.
A man facing a criminal charge after he was caught trying to have sex with a blank.
Goat.
Blank.
Goat.
I got all day. Blank.
Goat.
Blank.
Sheep.
Thank you. Kay. With a sheep. Are you okay? Nolly's Undead says a horse. No. Blank. Okay. So, what I don't understand, out of all of the animals in God's great kingdom, a sheep is going to probably be one of the easier ones to fuck. How do you almost have sex with it? I don't get...
I don't know.
The 34-year-old...
It ran. I don't...
Hello, Velcro gloves. They're woolly. I don't know. He was remanded on bail on one charge of attempting to commit an act of indecency with a sheep. The lawyer representing the man applied for a suppression order prohibiting the publication of his name because he is totally fucking embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
It is understood a woman jogging saw the alleged incident on the outskirts of a small town about an hour away from Christchurch. Now, I heard this in another show. I'm sorry, I don't remember what podcast it was. But they always say, the body is always found by someone jogging. Or, whenever any of this shit happens, the one that always calls it in was, oh, I was just jogging by. That's so weird. People
I know
that
you
go out
jogging
run,
by.
They always see some fucked up shit.
I was out there doing a drug deal.
I'm
okay?
out there. Yeah, no, that's probably how it really goes. Oh, Red Fox says that was Big Mouth's podcast. Thank you, Red Fox. They only do a show once a week now. Their name just kind of slips my mind. But, that's there. I was out there, slinging dope. And this dude comes run. This sheep comes running, shortly followed by this dude
with his pants down.
Oh god!
Like, hey, come back!
Nah.
Wow!
Oh, fuck. Sergeant Walker refused to comment on the case. The man applied for legal aid on court. He is the second person to be charged in relation to having sex with animals in Canterbury this year. What's up, Canterbury? Canterbury? What's going on? You guys running out of women?
Probably.
Like, no, but the women we have? Nah.
Wow, dude.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, an April 16-year-old youth appeared in the Christchurch District Court charged with bestiality after allegedly having sex with a 4-year-old donkey he had taken into the middle of a suburban reserve. Awesome.
That is pretty.
That is awesome. And the last story for tonight, speaking of awesome, an accused man, a man accused of raping and impregnating a teen girl years ago, has been charged with
what?
Molesting their child.
Oh my God.
Rape me once, shame on me. Rape my child, shame on you. Richard Stevenson, 55, we'll call him Dick, is in jail facing multiple charges after what investigators describe as years of abuse. Authorities said the incident started in the mid-80s. Oh.
Wow.
I remember the mid-80s. It's a horrible time.
I was born in the mid-80s.
Me either.
What?
In the mid-80s when Stevenson Dick began sexually assaulting a 14-year-old girl who was staying with him at his Springfield home. Soon, the police learned that the teen was pregnant with his child. Now, 10 years after his daughter was born... Like, that's awesome that they just stayed together or whatever.
Yeah, that is like, kind of cool.
How'd you guys meet? Well...
I knocked
her
up.
He kidnapped me, and then he raped me a bunch of times. I ended up getting pregnant, and that's when I knew he was the man I wanted to spend the rest of my life getting raped by.
Right.
He is the man of my dreams, my rape dreams. Now 10 years after his daughter was born, authorities said he offered her money to have sex with him and molested her during family visits. Somebody did not submit the proper family parenting plan.
No,
clearly.
No.
This is a no. This is definitely not in the family parenting
plan.
He
didn't take LMS classes.
Clearly.
Life management skills.
Clearly.
Did not.
Yeah, he pleaded not guilty, but investigators told the news that he admitted to the offenses during an interview. You know that you can't do one... Okay, you're going to jail probably.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. Tell our little goat fucker or sheep fucker, damn it, I said hi.
God.
So.
That's pretty awesome.
Anything else before we wrap this thing the fuck out? I'm gonna wrap it out.
What?
Wrapping it out.
No, I'm pretty good.
Awesome.
I'm pretty happy.
Remember, September 25th, that's the second annual Jam Hole Live show. I'm sorry, I didn't have time. I will make the 404 page. It will be thejamhole.com/404, just like /250 takes you to the 250 live show. This is the 404 live show, second annual. It's going to be a great time. Thursday and Friday prior to the 23rd and 24th September, we will be doing a little camping trip. Me and Red Fox and Danny and Braden and anyone else up here that wants to go. It's going to be fun. Join the Facebook group, RSVP for the event so we know you're coming. You can leave us a message for the show, 406-204-4687, or text my phone, 406-848-1739. Spells one sex, no big deal. TheJamHole.com/YouTube and Twitter and MySpace and Facebook. But like I said on the last episode, the forums is going away. I'm not going to pay Ning money for our forums. I'm sorry. It's not that important to me. So we're just going to use the Facebook for that. The events, there's a Facebook threads, like we can do everything the forums does right there.
Yeah.
So it's not a big deal.
It's a little easier.
Yeah. And I don't want it. It's unnecessary. It's an unnecessary mess. Fuck it. We got Tumblrs and posters and there's so much shit. We don't
Twitters
need,
and MySpace.
I know.
Facebook,
we don't
so
need
whatever.
A forums. I'm
no,
sorry. We don't.
We're good.
We're a podcast. We
email
need.
Us. No.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah, email info@thejamhole.com if you want to say hi, say you like the show. We're still accepting your postcards. If you guys like the show, send us a postcard from where you live. They'll go up on the wall here, thejamhole.com/POBOX. That'll take you to the address of the post office box. It's 3652 Kalispell, Montana, 59903. Of course.
Woo!
I'm glad you have a job.
I'm glad
you
I have
really
a job.
You seemed happy when you were in there. And Matt's really cool to work with or for or whatever. He's
yeah,
a cool
he's
dude.
Pretty fun. He's a trip. He's a lot of fun. He's like, hey, do this. And I'm like, Like how? He's like, you know, just do it.
Just do it. Do and it. Good. Like, it's bar cool. food. Who gives a shit?
Well, no. I
clearly
was,
not the people that'll be eating it.
I was prepping some shit for soup, and he's like, cut up some mirepoix. And I was like, all right, how big do you want your dices? Do you like half inch, quarter inch, whatever? He's like, just dice them.
I don't give a shit.
And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And I was like, how much? He's like, you know, enough. And I was like, all right, cool.
Oh, shit. There's burger. Hey, do you want to call in and tell us about what happened? Because we're ending the show, but I will totally wait for that. You call in right now if you want. I would really, really enjoy listening to what happened. No?
No.
No. Okay, well, fuck it then.
Well, that sucks.
Meh, shit happens. But, yeah, so remember, most importantly, September 25th. It's coming up sooner than you know it. So get your tickets, plane tickets, train tickets, whatever. Drive, I don't care. Just get here. Saturday will be the live show. Thursday and Friday before that will be the camping trip. Wednesday, we're doing a podcast right here in the studio. Anyone that comes here from out of town is welcome to sit in on the show and be a part of it here at the studio, a.k.a. our house,
all right,
apartment, whatever the fuck this is called. And yeah, it'll be a good time. But other than that, yeah, we'll see you guys tomorrow for the Hot Box, Wednesday for the Jam Hole, and Friday for the Jam Hole.
Woot.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.